I believe everyone experiences a bad day. Every once in a while, a bad week or even a bad year. These are times when nothing seems to go right. We may not feel well, or even may be in some sort of crisis. Most of us cannot hide how we feel, though. Though we may try to put on a good show, what we are experiencing comes forth in how we act, how we respond or not respond to life around us. You know, whether we like it or not, our lives are an open book for others to see and to read. Therefore, when we are having our bad hair days, we are likely to have people ask, "Is everything okay?" Of course. Our stoic selves reply, "Everything is fine. Why?" Then we find out how transparent we are. "Well, you just don't seem like yourself today." Cat's out of the bag. "In fact, I am not myself. Sure, my name is the same. I still wear glasses and hearing aids when they work. There's nothing really different in what I am wearing or in my general outward appearance. But inwardly, I am not myself. And it is obvious to those who have known me." How many have experienced that? "I am not my normal self. Maybe my eyes are showing sadness. My walk is a little slower. My reaction's hesitant. My talk is without expression. My smile is forced. And my talk is brief and uninspiring. My person is not the normal self simply because circumstances are interfering and blocking the normal well-being of my body, my mind, and my spirit. I'm simply not myself. It is almost like another person has taken over my body." You know, one common contributor of not being oneself, and it is increasingly prevalent, is that of placing ourselves into some kind of fantasy world. This is a world which focuses in on living the life well beyond our means. All too many live in this fantasy world, which is fueled by ill-conceived notion. For instance, that credit card limits are like money in the bank. Plastic is the immediate way to live the fantasy of being rich, and in some instances, famous. This is the fantasy world of living to have everything you want when you want it, which is immediately. This is living in la-la land and thinking it's the real me living in the real world. And then all of a sudden, an emergency may come. Or that straw that broke the camel's back happens. Cash is needed, and there is none left, leaving the fantasy world to come crashing down around us. Who we projected that we are crumbles also, and leads us to ask, "Who am I anyway? Who am I?" Hopefully for many they are shocked to their senses. Hopefully they are forced to face the reality of who they really are. Hopefully they are confronted with the fact that they had been living a false life, a life of not being themselves. This sudden realization is happening more and more within our society, and especially within many young adults. They come out of school, get a good job maybe, make good money, and then they think they can have everything immediately. A big home, an expensive car or two, fine furnishings, the best in clothes, lavish vacations, all the latest in electronics, and maybe even a boat to boot. Then the financial bubble explodes, and they are left with nothing. And to top it off, bad credit. Often they turn to their parents to bail them out. The crash of the fantasy existence is forcing many to take stock of reality, who they are, and forcing them to come to themselves. Familiar? This has been our society over the past number of years. Although the surroundings and earthly possessions may have changed, little has changed within the basic nature of mankind since Jesus gave the parable of the prodigal son. Little needs to be changed between today's story and the gospel story. The basics are the same. The fantasy world, living beyond one's means and living the life of not being oneself, is the same. When the crisis befell the younger son of the parable, reality set in. It said, but when he came to himself, the Greek word used for this expression was a medical term meaning when he came to his senses after fainting. You know, the life of that prodigal son was living like being in a deep sleep and walking through a dream world. He discovered the fact that he was not just an actor, though, in this dream world, when it all came crashing and shattered around him. It was no longer a dream. It was a nightmare. That is when he began to live the harsh reality of how the real world operates. All of a sudden, the real world owed him nothing and made the most repressive demands upon him. Feed my pigs. You know, no Jew would ever be lowered to the point of feeding pigs, the symbol of an unclean and godless life. But in order to barely live and not die from hunger, though he defiled himself as a Jew, he fed the pigs. And what did he get for it? Nothing. How low can you get? Just ask the lost son, or ask those who have lost everything in their fantasy world. To say the least, they are not then themselves. But when that low point is reached in life, whether it is caused by the crash of one's dream world or being strung out and being addicted to drugs, alcohol, or gambling, then that is when reality can bring one to his or her senses. That is when a person can come to themselves. They are awakened out of their unreal world and their false being into the world, real world, of who they really are. They begin to discover the real person within. This awakening involves the returning to one's roots, to one's core of being. It is the rediscovering of the real values of life which have been dormant. Like the prodigal son, the basic value of family and the goodness of parents takes over. If only I could return home to the love which is there, then I will begin to become myself again. It is through this love that the real self can be rediscovered. The parable of the prodigal son teaches many lessons. I will present two of them. First, it teaches us the everyday lesson that when we are estranged from who we really are, disastrous consequences can and will take place. Resolution will come when forced by dire circumstance to come to our senses, to awaken into reality. The parable then leads us to reclaim our basic roots and our core values in life. These core values can be summed up as a matter of love. It's a matter of being able to love ourselves again and recognize and accept the loving hand of help extended by others. At one time or another in our lives, this parable comes alive and touches us. We all become estranged from ourselves to one degree or another. We all have those times when we are not ourselves. This is when the reality of love finds its place in our very being. The second lesson of this parable is that we can only find our true selves when we accept the fact that we are a child of God. Our identity is first and foremost formed in knowing God as Father of our lives. To come to this acceptance is to know that as His child, we find our true selves. By receiving His love and His forgiveness, we come to know that we are no longer estranged from who we really are. No matter how far we wander, how far we wander from this, our true identity, and from being our true selves, He is always there waiting for us to come home to Him. But while still far off, His Father saw Him, and filled with compassion, He ran and put His arms around Him and kissed Him. You know, no matter how estranged we become, when we come to ourselves and then see the reality of our lives, we then can turn to God's outstretched loving arms. Thus, we truly come to ourselves when we are able to say, Father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before You. I am no longer worthy to be called Your child. Then God responds. He responds with His forgiveness and we again realize who we really are. His child. We long to hear, "You are my child who was dead and now lives again. You were lost and now found." This is the cause for celebration. For we now are who we were created to be. We are now a loving child of God. We have found our lost selves, our real life. For we are His child. And we have come home for His forgiveness. This is what Lent is all about. This is our experience. Lost? No. We are found in His loving arms as a child of God.